God's attributes were manifested to his bride in his last days. We have got the revelation.
When you want to move God to action, begin to praise him. There are people that dance to be seen as you come. That's what you will do. But whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Sing unto him. Dance unto him. Let him know why you are dancing. Don't dance to show the latest dance steps you have learned from television. Dance like David danced. And those of us who don't know how to dance, God is also seeing that you don't know how to dance, but he's hearing what you are saying as you are singing. The Bible says he's fearful in praises, doing wonders. He's fearful. That is, you arm him to go like a fire over your matter. God's food is music. God communicates in music. You want God to promote you. You want God's mercy to flow in your life. Then always let him know that you acknowledge that whatever you are is by his mercy. John 15 and verse 5. Listen to what Jesus said again. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Now listen. For without me you can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. Go to verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Go to chapter 16 and verse 23 and verse 24. Another assurance. I expect you to note this scripture because you will quote it when you want to pray over a serious matter. And in that day, that day is the day we are in now, after he is long gone. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Oh, verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Somebody, your joy shall be restored this night. I said, somebody, your joy will be restored this night. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 13. Let's continue. It says, and all Judah, praise the Lord. After he prayed that prayer, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then, when they gather like that, after praying, take time and listen. Hallelujah. Take time and listen. How many people watch the last rapture watch? The last rapture watch, where Brother Cosmos Maduka was sharing his testimony about his prayer life. One day in a week is his moment with the Lord. For 6 hours, he's with the Lord in prayers. So I asked him, what do you do in 6 hours, praying 6 hours? And he added there, he said, there's a mistake most of us do. For the whole of this, prayer is it's a moment of fellowship with God. He said, after he pray, finish, then he will sit down there quietly to hear him talk back to him. That is the moment you will hear him drop something in your spirit. Those of you who are gifted, you can hear a voice. That voice, praise the Lord. Now, listen very well. All of us that hear from God, listen. Except it is is a voice of rebuke. If God wants to rebuke you, then he comes very loud. But if he's going to speak something to you, deliver a message to you that will comfort you in answer to your prayer or message to somebody, it is always a very still, small voice that requires your attention. That's why all of us that are given, we hear from God. When God is about to speak to you, there is a sign you will have. From experience, you know, it's like God wants to speak to me. Then you withdraw if there is any distraction, and you go where you pay attention to hear him. So when you pray, finish. Amen. Withdraw somewhere. Amen. Or rather, if you are alone in your room, just after some time, keep quiet. Just sit down and just keep quiet. Don't pray again for some time. And he said he can remain like that for over an hour, silently, quietly, and in expectation that he will talk, he will speak. That is the purpose of the gift of the word of knowledge. Pentecostals say every Christian must speak in tongue. It's wrong. Every Christian cannot speak in tongue. The only gift I know every Christian must have, and we do have, is the gift of the word of knowledge. And that is a gift that God has given his children for the purpose of communication, relationship. So that when you talk to him, he can talk back to you. And it comes through a vision, audible voice in your ear, through dream, when you lie down to sleep. Once you finish your night prayers, and you finish, and you lie down to sleep, you must receive a revelation. If you actually pray. Or an inspiration that comes. And the one that for inspiration, you need a lot of attention to catch it. That is the problem most of us have with our spiritual life, and we don't seem to be progressing. So you begin to run from prophet to prophet to see and hear for you. And some of them end up creating more confusion for your life than the solution. Praise the Lord. Because some of the prophets are fake prophets. Make sure you go to a prophet that you have confirmed has the grace, has the gift. You are hearing me now from around the world. Stop running up and down. What you are looking for in Sokoto is in your Sokoto. That's what an adage in Nigeria says. You are looking for something where you have it. Don't you dream when you sleep? Some of you see visions. Some of you hear this voice audibly. It speaks to you, you hear it. But you're not using it. It is a manifestation of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, he said, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with it. You are to profit with that, profit with it. You are to benefit from it. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to benefit from it. You're not benefiting from your own. Solution is there, but you're not tapping into it. Solution to your problem is there. How can you do dry fasting for 2-3 days over a matter you are presenting before the Lord? And you say God will not talk back to you. He will certainly talk back to you. Certainly. How can you deny yourself? Go and retreat. Go and stay in one bush somewhere. Go and stay on one mountain somewhere. Withdraw. Lock yourself in your room. And you say, our God is so wicked that he will not talk back to you. He will talk back to you. That's not our God. He will talk back. But the problem is that you don't wait for him to talk to you. Because after this vigil, this night, somebody, you are going to sleep and God is going to talk to you. Even even while we are here, God is going to talk to you. And if he doesn't talk to you personally, then he will send a gifted brother, a gifted sister to talk to you. In Brother Assembly here, he will use a prophet to talk to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are many of you sitting down there that when prayers are going on, you receive messages. You see that you look down on the grace that God has given you. Today, that nonsense must stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read on. Let's read on now. From verse 15. From verse 15. And remember that in verse 14, a prophecy came forth. Correct? That's what I'm emphasizing. And this is what the Lord spoke in that prophecy. And he said, "Hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem." This is thus saith the Lord. "And thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude." Hey, for the battle is not yours, but the God's. The battle, somebody, the battle that you have been fighting, from today, God has taken it over. Whether you answer me or not, because you are part of this vigil, those enemies you are seeing, after today, you will see them no more. He said, "For the battle is not yours, but God's." And verse 16, see the battle plan. He said, "Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. So stop. I bind you. I scatter you. Fall by fire. This one that you are facing now, it will not be you fighting. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." He gave the assurance, go and face them. But watch it. One would have expected that Jehoshaphat will pack his army and go. Verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. Evidence that he believed it. Evidence that he received it. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. See what happened now. Verse 19. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Korahites, stood up to do what? To praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and made a statement. "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God." Oh, hear me, oh, Bride of Jesus Christ worldwide. And ye members of the Bride Assembly Church. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, despise not prophesying. Don't despise it. Believe, and ye shall prosper. After he gave them that assurance, verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he said, the Lord said, you should go forward. I will be with you. Go and meet them. Go and meet the enemies. But, amen. How are we going? How are we going? How are we going to go when you say the battle is your own? You already said the battle is your own. Now you say again, we should go and face them. But you said the battle is your own. That means there is a battle plan. I said there's a battle plan. And he consulted with the people. And when he had consulted with the people, so he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What was the consultation? What was the advice he was given? He was certainly given an advice. And we see one of it. They must have pointed him to Psalm 13 and verse 6. He said, they read it to him. You believe God, they say he will do it, Abi. He has taken over the battle. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 96 from verse 1. Let's read it first up to verse 13. I think that's the whole chapter. They must have read this and given him advice based on these scriptures. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Jehoshaphat. Let the heavens rejoice. Praise the Lord. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. And verse 13. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge all our enemies this night. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Remember, hallelujah, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, it's a popular scripture. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Hallelujah. He says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, and what? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Then you will wonder, why did Jehoshaphat take that song, for his mercies endure forever? Psalm 116, verse 2. He said, because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Psalm 116, verse 1 and verse 2. Let's read from verse 1. This is what he said. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, you see, when he prayed. Therefore, will I call upon him as long as I live. Why did he choose mercy? Because, hallelujah, Anytime God answers your prayer, don't you ever think that you deserve that answer for any reason. It is His mercy He's showing. None of us is qualified to stand before God and ask for anything. It is not because you don't drive fast. It is not because you don't fornicate, you don't lie, you don't steal. There are many other things you are doing that you may not even know that can keep you away from God. In fact, even that action is sin before God. It is His mercy. That's why He chose that song. Say, glory be to God in the highest, for His mercies endure forever. And as He was singing that, verse 22 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, as He was singing that, see what happened. And when they began to sing, it was exactly that moment they began. That is the battle plan. Hallelujah. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and the enemies submitted. And they were submitting. Praise the Lord. This night, the enemy shall submit. I said, this night, the enemy shall submit. Praise the Lord. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. When you hear, they say, this is the person that is troubling you, don't go with, what do you call it? Machine gun. Go with stick to go and hit the person. No. You create more problem for yourself. They are mighty through God. He is the one that will give you, oh glory be to God. He is the one that will give you the battle plan. Jehoshaphat did not know what will happen, but we learn from there now. Hallelujah. If God has said, my daughter, my son, I have taken over your battle, I will fight this battle for you. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. So what else will you be doing? It's only to praise Him. When you want to move God to action, begin to praise Him. That's why in this ministry, we give a lot of time to praising God. During praises, if God will open your eye to see, sometimes when the worship is thick, when God open your eye to see what is happening, amen, then maybe you will take worship more seriously. Hallelujah. That's why I always admonish our song leaders, amen, you should sing and let the people express their joy before the Lord. But let's resist the temptation to go entertainment. Let's resist it. Don't go entertainment. Make sure you stay and mean what you are saying. Mean, always take note of what you are saying. Make sure the songs you are singing has meaning. Make sure it has meaning. Because when you confess that song, you are saying something, there will be a response. If there is any grace inside of you, if you have the Holy Ghost, that is the truth. If you have the Holy Ghost and you praise God from your heart, you are singing There are people that dance to be seen. As you come, that's where you go, go. Because those who want to see you, they have seen you. And they cannot add anything to you. But whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Sing unto him. Dance unto him. Let him know why you are dancing. Don't come, don't dance to show the latest dance steps you have learned from television. Dance like David danced. He was expressing his joy because the ark of God was coming back to Israel. He was expressing his joy until he forgot that he was a king. How who is a king when the presence of God is around? That's the problem. Most of us, and those of us who don't know how to dance, God is also seeing that you don't know how to dance, but is hearing what you are saying as you are singing. Praise God. Chains are broken when you worship God. Deliverance takes place when you worship God. That's why you see some people under anointing. The Bible says, fearful in praises, doing wonders. He is fearful. That is, you arm him to go like a fire over your matter. Oh, glory be to God. God's food is music. God communicates in music. If you don't know how to sing, amen, go and learn to sing, because he gave you a voice to sing it. And everybody, there's nobody that cannot sing. It's just that you are not interested. If you're interested, you will sing. Whether you sing off key or on key, it doesn't matter. Just sing your thing, they go. After all, you know, call a microphone, tell them somebody they follow you. Sing anyhow, they go. Hey, hallelujah. Sing anyhow, they go. But say something. Hallelujah. Say something. Worship him for who he is. Oh, glory be to God. You want God to promote you. Then, you want God to visit you. You want, oh, glory be to God. You want God's mercy to flow in your life. Then always let him know that you acknowledge that whatever you are is by his mercy. Always. Always. And there are too many songs. Every song I sing, I raise that song for a purpose. Every song you see me sing, I raise it with a reason for raising that song. Oh yes, I do. Sometimes in my quiet time, I take my hymn book and begin to sing. When I was in my closet a few days ago, I picked my hymn book, and I was hearing it first in the spirit. I was hearing that song. I looked for it. And they said, friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Oh, hallelujah. That song began to come as I meditated in my life. All my friends that I had depended on, they disappointed me. But when I faced Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's one of the songs that our friend, when all that friendships fail, our friend. See, when you sing that type of song, Jesus will walk to you. I have come. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was on air. On an international flight. And I looked through the window. And I looked, I could not see the end right. The end everywhere. And I said, hallelujah. I began to sing. Oh Lord my God, when I will also wonder, consider all the works
thy hands has made. I see the sun, I hear the rolling thunder, and comes to us
that you
sees my soul, then sees my soul.
Oh yes,
my Savior, Lord, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, great thou art,
how great
thou art. Then sees my soul.
The Lord. He is fearfully praises. Our God is fearfully praises. I told you it's a testimony to the glory of God, and I beg God every time that He should allow this testimony to be sustained. Since 1989, I gave my life to Christ and I caught the revelation of divine healing. I have had no reason to go to the hospital to take injection, I mean to take treatment for anything. From 1989 till today. Praise God. Anytime I fall sick, I call upon Him. He has never failed me. He heals me. Praise the Lord. Now why I remember it is, when I pray, and it doesn't seem, I will come to the church. I will come here. In fact, there was a time I wouldn't even take, for years, I refused to take any drug. Until, you know, the Lord ministered to me to stop that. Listen, and even up to now, if you see me take drug, it's painkiller. Maybe I want to do something. The pain is too much. Painkiller is not cure, so that I can do what I want to do. Any medicine you see me take, na painkiller. So that maybe I want to come and preach, then the pain won't worry me, or I won't go somewhere. Then I say, get me Panadol, I drink it. It's to kill the pain. But I'm telling you, that is why I have confirmed that God heals. When it's too much, I'll be looking forward to the next service day. When I land here, finish church, I will be the one to lead songs that day. People may not know why I lead songs sometimes. I will collect my microphone, I'll be leading songs, I'll be singing. It has never failed. By the time the song service is over, the nonsense is gone. This God is fearful in praises. Praises is another weapon. It's a battle plan of God Himself. When He tells you He has taken over your battle, when prophecy comes to you one way or the other of victory, jump up and begin to praise Him. Give Him, I don't know, this church, if you're a member of this church, you don't know how to worship, then certainly your case is serious. Because we are known for worship. We don't rush worship in this church. We take our time and worship. We worship. We worship. So then we change some of these our instruments regularly. Even that stick with it. That's what we buy every time they change them. Beat it and let it break. Thank you. Give Him worship. Somebody stand up.